I have some words of remembrance from different members of Marge's family, and they asked me to share them with you today, so I'll do so now. From Tom, her son, he wrote, "Mom is an unsung heroine in my life. I will always remember her helping me deliver the morning papers when it was so cold. Her constant acts of kindness and encouragement touched everyone, friends, neighbors, family. One example of her compassion was the quilt square she had dedicated to her friend Barbara Harris, and this appeared in McCall's magazine." And from her daughter Linda, who spoke earlier, she writes, "When Mom arrived anywhere, a festive spirit took over. The place would fill with life and good feelings, whether by gifts, by her magic shoulder massages, by her voice filled with merriment and kindness, or by her way of not leaving anyone out. You knew you were in the presence of one of God's dynamos on earth." And from her son Rich, "Our mom, along with Dad, instilled in their family to not be simply doers, but to become servants and providers of higher principles. Mom held value for all she encountered, each neighbor and every coworker, everyone." And from her daughter Nancy, "Mom, I was so lucky to live the closest to you. Your boundless giving has helped us all. Thank you for the endless help in babysitting when the kids were small. I want Jacek, Eric, and Kristen to know you as I do and to have such memories as I cherish." And from Marge's sister, Alice, "I travel anywhere with her. Her laugh was contagious. And whoever she was with, every night would end up with the giggles. Marge could do anything. Once she forgot her pajamas on a trip south, but by the second movie, and without a pattern, she had made some out of an old satiny sheet." From her sister Dorothy, "Margaret was optimistic, smiling, so friendly and capable, and ready to provide help, laughter, love, and encouragement. She had these traits all of her life. She even learned to milk the nanny goats when she was young. We also enjoyed sewing at an early age, and enjoyed taking the odds and ends to create something new. She was honored in the 4-H Congress. She never dropped friends, but kept them fresh in her thoughts and visited many as she and Marv crisscrossed the country and the world in their many travels. Their friendships are deep, from Reading, Iowa to Sordoville, France. Margaret accepted everyone just as they were and enjoyed the fellowship. She had a close relationship with God and made an exuberant contribution to her church. She spread the message of love and action to anyone fortunate enough to know her. I visualize Margaret giving God a hug as he welcomes her into his loving arms today." These are thoughts about Aunt Margaret from Diane Gonick. It's the words to "It's a Small World," polishing the dining room floor by sliding around in old socks, lots and lots of energy, all of the crazy hats and necklaces, making it fun wherever you are and whatever you're doing, reading Cricket in Times Square when I was just 5. And last, from her husband, Marv, "The mornings were like this. She would get up and make coffee. Then I would go into the kitchen and say, 'Good morning, beautiful. I can't wait to put my arms around you.' Then I would read the paper, and she would often do the crossword puzzle. Then we would sometimes go to lunch at the senior center. I don't know why I was the luckiest man on earth to have married her."